Well, many thought the longest water fight in the country would soon end, but the Supreme Court threw the battle back to Georgia and Florida. Obviously, nothing has changed. Now, it's easy for anybody to understand both sides in this 30-year-old battle. Florida's principal claim that Georgia farmers were using too much water to irrigate crops, that it didn't permit enough to flow into Florida to sustain the once-thriving oyster industry. But since the Supreme Court decision, there's a new factor to consider. It's not farmers, it's people. The main source of water is the Chattahoochee River. It serves two of Georgia's largest cities, Atlanta and Columbus. People would have to reduce water consumption to supply enough to revive Apalachicola Bay. That's Georgia's argument. If the U.S. Supreme Court can't decide, who can? Well, both sides have strong arguments and solid needs. So what's the real answer? And that's AgriView for today. Everett Griner, Southeast AgNet.